description. It's one or two aras in the Nusach HaTfila. Try to say a pshat. If the tefillah, there's a nusach of enkel lekeinu. In nusach svar, they say it every day, yichta shachas. Nusach ashkenaz, we say it on Shabbos, say it after the siyam ha-tefillah, yichta musaf, and say enkel lekeinu. What's the pshat in that? What's the pshat? Why do you say enkel lekeinu after tefillah? I know, I think about this kind of thing. Why do you say it? B'chal, what's the mokum after tefillah? It's not just for the young Israels that they should have what to sing. But more importantly, it almost seems that it's like a hakdom, it's introducing the Pitum HaKtoidus. I mean, it does seem like that. Because if you look in the Rambam's Nusach HaTfilah, Enkel Ekeinu, he does bring Enkel Ekeinu. The Rambam, the Enkel Ekeinu ends by Baruch HaLekeinu, Atu HaLekeinu, Atu HaLekeinu, Atu Moshiyeinu. That's the end. We add in Atu Hu Shektidu Abiseinu Lefanecha Esketoidus Hasamim Pitum HaKtoidus. So there's clearly a kasher over here. Whoever formulated that bridge between the Enkel Lekeinu and the Pitum HaKtoidus clearly intended to be mekasher the Inyan, whatever that Inyan is of Enkel Lekeinu after the Siyam HaTfilah, that it should be keilu a bridge between the Siyam HaTfilah and the Pitum HaKtoidus, the Avodas HaKtoidus that would be maskei afterwards.
What's the shaychus from Rosh
So. That's what we want to explain. It would seem, b'kitzer, b'sach ha-koyel, it would seem that Enkel Ekeinu is mekaymai noch tefillah, or at least the ketaydus is noch tefillah, or both of them, and before it precedes the Pitum HaKtoidus, and almost by way of introducing the Pitum HaKtoidus. That's the pshat in that Seder, Chazal, whomever it was. Certainly it was Noshim Gedoilim Chashuvim that were Mesaded Nusach HaTfilah, the Seid HaTfilah in that way. Okay, there's a curious Seidah in these parashiyos as well. In the parashiyos of the Melachos HaMishkan, the Big Day Kuhuna, you know, in Truma, we were in Etzava on the Klei HaMishkan. Tzava, the Tzivui, the Big Day Kuhuna, and the Avodas Yemei HaMiluim. And then we have in these parashas, Vayakel Pekuda is essentially the Kiyum, the Asiya. Vayakel is the Asiya, the actual Kiyum of the Tzavois of Parashas Truma, the Klei HaMishkan, and the actual being Mesada the Kalim, the Binyan of the Kalim, and the Sidur of those Kalim setting up the Mishkan. And Pekudei has other things, it contains other parashiyos, but it's the Kiyum of Parashas Tetzav, the Big Dekud. There's one exception to all of that, which the Ramban Shtelzach in Parashas Tetzav, the Ramban is the Moyer de Gezach. If anybody has ever been Mabba said was slow enough to realize this, but it's a very interesting. In Parashas Vayakel, when we're setting up the Mishkan, so it says over there, both in the when Moshe Rabbeinu was told to set up the Mishkan, the actual Seder of the Kalim, and when he actually did it, so you find it says that Moshe Rabbeinu moved in the Shulchan and the Menorah and the Mizbeach HaKtoidus, placed them, set them up where they're supposed to be. And as I write it, in Parshas Truma, it doesn't say anything about the Mizbeach HaKtoidus. It's not mentioned at all that he's an Asiya of the Mizbeach HaKtoidus. It mentions that you create the Arim. It says that there's a tzivui on the creation of the Shulchan, the Kavodos, obviously, the Kiyah, the Menorah, everything else is mentioned in Parshas Terumah. Parshas Tetzaveh, like we mentioned, is the Tzivui and the Big Day Kuna. And not just the Big Day Kuna, but then it even goes and discusses the El Amiluim and the Avodas Amiluim in order to be Moshech and to be Mechanech Aaron Levonov. And then it even talks about the Shnei Kvasim, the Tmidim that will be brought every day on the Mizbeach. After all that is done, the Pasuk says, when Ayadati Shamal of Nei Yisov and Iktash Bechvaydi, this is in Parshas Tetzaveh, Perek Chavtes, Pasuk Mem Gimel. And it says, "V'shachanti b'toych b'nei Yisrael, Yisi lohem lelekim, v'yodu ki ani Hashem alekayim, v'sher tzaisi oisam eretz mitzrayim l'shochni v'soichom ani Hashem alekayim." It sounds like this is the end of everything. Then you have Perek Lamed, "V'asisa mizbeach mitik toyres atzei shitim tasoz." Perek Lamed, it then starts off, you've already finished Parshas Terumah. We didn't mention anything about the mizbeach haktoyres, which is mizbeach hazov, mizbeach hapnimi, nothing was mentioned. You already discussed the Big Day Kuna, you discussed the Avodas Amiluim, the Yimei Amiluim, you discussed the Tmidim, and nothing, and then it finished, seemingly finishing off, and Ayadati Shama, Vikidashti Yisrael Moi, Vishachanti Vitoit Bnei Yisrael, Viyadu Kani Hashem Lekayim, and then it's like, P.S. Viyasisa Mizbeach Miktik Tayyis Atashit and Tasa Oise Amaroka. There have been no mention till this point that there's even such a keli b'chol. Rashi says about the matzah shittim, and the satu oisir lefnei aparoich as a shalom and aneitus and so on. That's the end of the parash. So this is Ramban's kash. Ramban the parash of the tzaveh in Perek Lamed Pasuk Aleph. The Ramban says hinei mizbeach haktoides min hakelim hapnimiim hoy. It's one of the kelim pnimiim. Its place, it should have been mentioned in Parshas Terumah, Tzazama with the Tzavah, to create, to be boina, the Menorah and the Shulchan. And in fact, that's the way we find it in Parshas Vayakel and Unzer Sadia. That's the way it's actually. When Moshe Rabbeinu is setting up, and he's being commanded, and he's actually setting up the Mishkan, it's all together over there. אבל אתם להזכיר כאן אך המשכן וכל כאלה והקורבנות זאת רמב"ם. The reason why, you know why it's mentioned over here only after the melechus of the whole Mishkan, the rest of the Mishkan and the Big Day Kuna, the Klei HaMishkan, the Korbanos. So he says like this. Now I'm going to read you the Ramban, listen carefully, and it's not that clear, so I'm going to read you the Sepunu afterwards, who's Mevar, doesn't bring the Ramban, but he's clearly being Mevar what the Ramban here means. So the Ramban Azor, the Tam Laskirei Kan, Acha HaMishkan V'chol Kelo V'akobonis, Ba'avur Sha'omer B'tashlam HaKoyel V'nikdash B'chvay. Because after we finished, here, a few psukim before, it says, as we read, it says, "B'tashlam HaKoyel," it says, "V'nikdash B'chvay," that the Rabban Yishlam will come down B'kdushasai, and he'll rest, he'll be L'shachni B'soichem, he'll be make a Hashras HaShchina upon the Avodas HaMishkan. V'shachanti B'toich B'nei Yisrael. Omer. Then it says, "Ki oyd yischayev lohem sheyasu mizbeach mitik toiris lahakti lechvoid Hashem." So after it says that the Rabbi Yisrael was v'nikdash bechvoidi, and then it says, you know what? There's an avoid yet was heis mitik toiris, which is lahakti lechvoid Hashem. V'zehu rosh shenimtzel Moshe Rabbeinu shak toiris aitzeres hamagefa. Then the Ramban clearly says things over here that are Hecher is Achin, but the Ramban brings down that the Ketoidus is a Roz, it's a Samachayim. We find in Parashas Koidach when he was in Magefa Ba'om, Moshe Rabbeinu was Mitzuvah over there, that he should take the Ketoidus with Sim Meheda Ba'oila, and he should run between the Chayim and the Mesim, and that will be the Sibba of that Tzira Samagefa, Ki Aktoidus B'midas Hadin, and so on. The Ramban from that point on becomes very, obviously, very deep, and very difficult to understand. But the Teretz and the Kasha, Nochamal, the Ramban says, "B'tashlam hakoyel shteit v'nikdash b'chvoidi." Once it says v'nikdash b'chvoidi, then it says and goes on. The pasuk explains, "Yesh oid." There's one more melacha. There's yischaylem oid avoida lahakti l'chvoid Hashem. Okay, so it seems to be that there are two stages of avoida, and in between the two stages of avoida, it's interrupted by it's hard to call it an interruption, but in between these two stages, these two components of the Avodas HaMishkan, one of which is comprised of all the Benias, of all the Kalim and the Avodah, and the Korbanos that were brought, then it says, V'nikdash B'chvaydin, and upon the V'nikdash, on the heels of V'nikdash B'chvaydin, stays V'asisa Mizbeach Mikdikhtayris, that you bring the Khtayris L'chvayd of the aforementioned Kavod Hashem, that has now been Nisha, that has now was you were able to be mighted and you brought down the Shechina into this Welt, in the Beis HaMikdash, that's now Mechayiv, this Oida Avoida, to the Chvayid Hashem, which is the Aktaris Ktaris. Let me read you the Sephorno to get a better understanding of what we're saying. Dr. Sephorno Azar. Because the kavana of the ktoides of the mizbeach and its avoid in the ktoides is loyhoisa hakavana lahashkin akel yizbarach b'seichayim. The mizbeach ktoides and the avoidus ktoides, unlike all the other karbanis and the kleg, the kalim that are there in order to bring the karbanis, unlike all those other things, is not there in order to be mashkin the Kvod Hashem in the Beis HaMikdash. Everything else was there in order, the Menorah, that's there in order to be mashkin the Kvod Hashem. To do the Hadlaka, which is an Avoida, which brings about, like it says, when they Hadati Sham Levnei Yisrael, the Nikdash B'Chvodi. So too, the Shulchan, with the Lechem Aponim, the Mizbeach HaChitzim, with its Karbonis, the Talmud Shal Shachet, Talmud Shal Ben Arbayim, all these things were for one purpose, which was, when they Hadati Sham Levnei Yisrael, the Nikdash B'Chvodi, and B'Shachanti B'Tar Israel. Unlike all of that, Zokta Sifonu, it wasn't a vehicle, it wasn't a way of bringing the Rabbeinu Shalom B'Sarchainu, like it says that the Osuli Migdash V'Shachanti B'Sarcham. Its purpose was not part of the overall purpose of the Migdash, of the Mishkan, of the Osuli Migdash V'Shachanti B'Sarcham. Faket, K'may Sha'ay Yisrael Inyin B'Sha'akelim, K'amru V'Shachanti B'Sarcham. Chalani Sha'ani Mare Oysle, Estabnis HaMishkan, Estabnis Kol Kelov, V'Chein Tasu. It wasn't there to bring the Shechina, and it wasn't there to bring Kvod HaBayis. What exactly the Shechina is, what exactly Kvod HaBayis is, basically. But Al-Kopadim, you see the Pasuk is separating into two separate entities. There's one Tachlis, the Nigdash B'Chvodi, and then it says the Kidashti Yisrael Moed, and it says the Shechanti B'Tarech B'nai Yisrael. So there's a Nigdash B'Chvodi and there's a Shechanti. Neither one of which the Haktaris, the Mizbeach Haktaris, is involved with. Kinyan Maisa Karbonis, which on the other hand, the Maisa Karbonis was there, Ka'amru v'nei adati shamal v'nei Yisrael, v'chein heid Maisha Rabbeinu, ze'adava shatsi v'ashem tasu v'yeda alechem k'vayda Hashem. You bring the Yimei Amilu and Maisha Rabbeinu, it says you do, you bring all the Karbonis, you mechanech the Beis Hamikdash, the Mishkan, the way it's supposed to be, and ultimately it will bring down v'nikdash b'chvayda. The Mizbeach, very fundamental here. And the Avodas HaMishkan, the Ktaris is not there to be moided the Kvod Shemayim and the Shechina into Klal Yisrael. Fakat, it's a response. It's Klal Yisrael's response. Klal Yisrael's Avoida, how to treat. How do you respond to a Shechina, to the Veshchanti, B'Tarich B'nai Yisrael, V'Shechanti, B'Tarich HaVinikdash B'Chvoidi, the response, the Avoida, that Klal Yisrael, so there's a Shechina, it's Yatzvot. The Karbonis are there to be moided the Shechina in Klal Yisrael. The carbon tom shashach, the carbon tom shaben abayim is to be machapa on the carbon, those are to be machapa on carbonis, on chatoim, on the chatoim is carbonis siva and so on, which in effect allows the shrine to reside and to come down, to be kamushin and qualis. That's the essence of all the carbonis, except the ktaitis. The ktaitis was not there in order to enable the Shechina to be to Klal Yisrael, should be a padarga, that the Shechina should be shared within Klal Yisrael. It's Klal Yisrael's response and avoida. Now that there's a Shechina over here, what do we do now? That's right in the Torah. That's true in the Pesukim. It's a beautiful pshat. V'shachanti b'torah b'nei Yisrael v'yodu k'ani Hashem l'kayim. After everything, v'asisa mizbeach mitzvah Torah. Now that there's a Shechina in Klal Yisrael, now this is the Tachlis. This is really the tachlis. The tachlis of all the kelim and the karbonis was to put Klal Yisrael af adarga belichet, to be mechapan Klal Yisrael, that the Rebbein Shem will now reside the also the migdash v'shachanti v'soicham. But yet the ikka avoid is what's Klal Yisrael's response? You're in a shul, you're in a beis medish, it's a mokin kaddish. Yet v'firtzich, right? Avada, part of the avoid is your mispalel tefillah connected karbonis tiknim in order that the shchinah should be shoyde, the Rebbein Shem should be mechapal our tefillahs. But then there's another whole chelik of avoid which you can call the ikka, the tachlis akoil, which is what's our now vi leptzach, how does Klal Yisrael live with a v'shachanti because b'nei Yisrael, what's the anhoga, how does Klal Yisrael behave with a shchina? Is a statement possible yasisum is be'ach miktik toiris, that is an avoid of a seis miktik toiris, which the essence of that miktik toiris is, as he's going to say now, is kvoy shamai. The response of Klal Yisrael to the kavoy l'ashchina is to be mechabit, to bring about a riboy kvoy shamai makidish Hashem. That is the essence of the toiris. And that was saying, that the Ramban says, that's the Sam HaChayim, that's the Roz, that's Oitzah the Magaifa. Why? Because that's ultimately the Tachlis of the whole Briya. Like it says, Kol HaNikra B'Shmi L'Chvaydi, anybody who calls out and brings about B'Shmi, calls out to the Rabban Shalom, the Sham Shemayim, and brings about Kvay Shemayim, is Barasiv Yitzartiv Afasisiv. The Rabban Shalom says, he's a person that I created. It wasn't a mistake. This is a person who's fulfilling, is bringing about the Tachlis HaBriya. Because the Tachlis HaBriya, as we've seen, Rabbeinu Yoyna is up, the Haganza Tachlis of the Briya is for the person to be Misrabit, to be Marbit, to Kvay Shemayim. Of course, we need first to get a kapara on our chatoim in order to zayn to other shchina. We have what to work with. But the Tachlis of the Briya is not to get a kapara on your Avedis. That's not the Tachlis HaBriya. Tachlis HaBriya is to be belichet, is to be in a matzav that the person does tshuva, gains a kapara, the shchin is in Klal Yisrael. Now it all begins. Now it's called Nikr Bishmi L'Chvoidi Barasiv Yitzad V'Avasisiv. For this we were created. Now the Rebbein Shalom is here, he's waiting for Klal Yisrael's response. Klal Yisrael's response is, Vasisim Yizbeach Miktik Toyda is to be Mar B'Kvayt Shemayim. Zokas Funu, I'm not saying it, it's so Sfunu. Avalohoya Inyan Zam Yizbeach L'Chabed Esokel Yizbarach, Acherei Boye L'Kabel B'Rotzen Avoy Desami B'Kobonis, Ulishacher Pono V'Minchas K'Toydes, Alderech Havu L'Hashem K'Vayt Shemayim. It says in the Pasuk, Havu L'Hashem K'Vayt Shemayim, Se'u Mincha Uvoye L'Chonah. How do you bring about Havu L'Hashem K'Vayt Shemayim? How do you bring about K'Vayt Shemayim? So mincha avoyel fonav. This fon was obviously learning, teaching that mincha in the context of this pasuk means the ktoides. Ktoides is referred to as a mincha. Most prominently, the Tosfos says in Brachos and Daf Chavavim and Beis, is a machlok is the Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim in Zman Tfilas Mincha. If it's ad shkia, if it's until shkia or until plaga mincha. The Tosfos over there says in Rabbi Yehuda, what's this man of plaga mincha? What's the significance of that zman, an hour and a quarter between the Minchas Tana and the Shkia? I mean, what's the significance? What happened in the Beis Hamikdash? The Tfilas Kneged Kavanos Tikkun. What happened at that moment? Zoktoyis says that's the Tikkun Tfilasi Ketoydes Lefonecha. Zoktoyis brings the positive Tikkun Tfilasi Ketoydes. The Tfilas Azayvi has an element of Ketoydes in it as well, and the Ketoydes was brought at Plaga Minchas Zoktoyis. Toyers was brought to Plaga Mincha. That's called Tfilas Mincha. If that's called Tfilas Mincha, and if Yehuda is saying that it's connected to Zman of Toyers, so clearly you see that Toyers is referred to as Mincha. Toyers, although it's not classically, you wouldn't refer to it as a Mincha, it's not a classical Mincha, but clearly, at least in the context of Zmanei Atfila, you see that Toyers is assigned Tikoin Tfilosik Toyers Lefonecha. And I think it says over there, the end of that pasuk is Minchas Arev. Tikkun Tfilasi Yiktaris Lefanecha, Minchas Arev. I skipped two words in between. I forget what it says. Something Baikim Minchas Arev. Baal Kolbanim, Zokta Sefunu, Havu Lashem Kivayit Shemai. You bring about Kivayit Shemai. How? Se'u Mincha, meaning Diktaris Uvayu Lefanev, and you come before the Rabban Shalom with Akhtaris Kitaris. And Yain is Lashin, Yishar Shlishi. In Ois Kuf Mem Gimel, Rabbi Yain says, he starts off, Hayitzudim The Nivraim Kulam Nivru L'Chvayt Hashem Yisbar. The Yitzurim wa Nivre, the Tachlis. You want to know what the Tachlis is? What's the Tachlis? The Tachlis is Chvayt Hashem Yisbar. Shenema Koyla Nikra Vishmi L'Chvayti. Whomever is Nikra Vishmi L'Chvayti, but Asiv Yitzartiv Achasisiv. He was created, he was formed, he was made by the Rabbein Shalom for the purposes of Nikra Bishmi Ulechvaydi in order to bring about a Ribui Kvayt Shemai. And the Rabbein Yoina speaks at much greater length, in a much, in Eis Yud Zayin, Rabbein Yoina is talking about, also in Shah Gimel, he's speaking there about the Maila of Mitzvah Saseh. Famous Rabbi Yoina. Rabbi Yoina says, "Daaki amaylus oel yoinus nimtzru b'mitzvah asay." He said, "You know what the chashivas? You want to see the chashivas of mitzvah asay? People feel that mitzvah loisus has more of a chashivas, at least in the sense that it's more stringent. It encumbers you more, and if you're over on a mitzvah loisus, you feel that you are even the sur meira. It makes a greater impact. The person eats chazir achmanu l'tzlan. It's a terrible. He feels that he did a terrible effect. Person like nish tefillin." Right? He doesn't feel that it's the same chayim like he wore bag of chavis. So to have any yoinim, mylus al yoinus is fakir, there's nimsru b'mitzvah asay. You see that the chashivas of mitzvah asay is that the Rabban Shalom could have formulated all the mylus al yoinus. And when he said mylus al yoinus, he means dveikus, avas Hashem, b'chira, halicha b'drachav. These are Rabban Yoinim refers to as mylus al yoinus. All these things are formulated in the Torah, the Torah's mitzvah asay. It could have been formulated in a mitzvah asay fashion. What is it? Don't dislike the Rabban Shalom. However it would have been formulated. But it stays in the Torah that all these things were given over in a formulation of a mitzvah. Say, "Kimay Milus Habechira Shenema Vacharta Bachayim, Umilus Talmud Torah Shenema Vidibarta Bach, Umilus Lechas Bedachay Hashem Shenema Velachta Bedrocha Vechulu." He goes through quite a few, and then he says, Milas HaKedusha, Milas HaAvoida, Milas HaYira, all these things. And then he ends off by saying, Mari Dika thing. Ubavu HaMilas HaEla Nivra HaAdam. So there Ben Yoina, because of these Milas, a person was Nivra. And he just told me that he was Nivra because of Kala Nivra V'Shmir L'Chvoida, he was Nivra for Chvoid Shemayim. He brings that Pasuk. Shenema Kala Nivra V'Shmir L'Chvoida Barasik. So in other words, so what you see here in these two Rabbeinu Yoina is that clearly Rabbeinu Yoina is saying nichlo, the klanikra b'shmi ulechvaydi nichlo, in being created for Kvayt Shemaya means being oiches in the midas ahava, in the midah of dveikus, in using your bechira, in being ha'oilech v'darchei Hashem v'alach v'drochav. These are all ways. It's not a very limited. You think of Kvayt Shemaya, you have to bring about honor to the Rabbanim. You have to make a kiddush Hashem. Don't throw your soda can into the street. It's a lot more encompassing. It means all these milas al yoinas shteitin the Rabbeinu Yoina. All these milas al yoinas that were nimsru of the mitzvahs aside is because all these things of Rabbeinu Yoina were that which the person was created in order to perform. Shenema kalanikr b'shmi l'chvaydi b'rasim u'matikves ha'nivra. And what hope is there for a nivra if that's your tachlis of what you were created for? For these milas al yoinas, which the klal of all of them is called Gribui Kvayt Shemayim, acting in a way consistent with a Rabbeinu Shalom in the belt, acting with a recognition of a Shavisi Hashem L'Negdi Samid, and bringing about, once there is a Rabbeinu Shalom in the belt, having the recognition, the realization, the Rabbeinu Shalom, and the Mele, you have to act, you have to be misnag differently. That's the Miktik Taitis, that Siddur L'Shochni B'Soicham, the Yisrael B'Toich B'nei Yisrael, that's Mechayiv Klal Yisrael to respond and to act in a way completely different. You're in a belt with a Rabbeinu Shalom. There's a Veshachanti because of Bnei Yisrael. That's Mechayiv HaKlanikra Rishmi L'Chvaydi. That's Mechayiv a person to act with the Milas El Yoinis in which he was created in order to perform. U'matikvas HaNivra. And what hope is there for the Nivra? Im Layosim Amal Nafshar V'ike Iskoy B'dvarim Shenivra Bavura. So that's the Choyme, that's the Milas El Yoinis of Mitzvah Saseh, is that all these Milas El Yoinis were formulated in Mitzvah Saseh. Do this, be an Oyev Hashem, be a Goy Melchesed, so on and so forth, be a Yahya Shemayim. And the Mela, because all these things are called Ribui Kvayt Shemayim, And if a person is not, at the very least, going to be Isaac and Rivik, he's not doing what he was created. If he's not going to do that, so the ganze Tachlis Abir fell. He's been chosen his whole Ike Tachlis Abir. Rashi says in Parshas Korach, why was Moshe Rabbeinu commanded to take the Ketores in order to bring about an Atziras HaMageifa? What happens to the Ketores? So Rashi says in the second shot there, big shot in there, Rashi. Rashi says like this. Dava Acher, Lama the Ketores. Klal Yisrael was being mighty laws on the Ketores, saying Sama Mavisu. They're saying the Ketores is a Sama Mavis. Al Yodei Meisu Nadav Aviyu. Through the Ketores, Nadav Aviyu died. Val Yodei Nisrufu Chamishu Mumasayimish. And it also brought about the Anshei Kairach. We also brought about the other. Omar Kodesh Baruch Hu, Tidu, you'll see, Sha'itza Mageifahu, Vachetu Amemus. Told the Rabbi Shalom, told Moshe Rabbeinu, you'll see, it's not the Ketores that's being Memus. The Chet is being Memus. Fakar, the Ketores is being an Oitza Mageifahu. The Chet, the Ketores is the Samachayim in essence. The Ketores are not the Samamavis. The Samamavis is the Chet is the Samamavis. And you'll see that you'll take the Ketores with Simahed of Ahilef, like it says in the Pasuk. And you'll be oimid ben amezim and ben achayim, and you'll bring about vateyotza amageifa. Abelosetaka, so what's taka the chat? The maisa, the tiding good. Say, Dodav Aviyu died, the Ketores. Right? The Chamisha Messiah Mish, the Ketores over there. He said, it was the Chet. Okay, good. It could have been Chet with anything else also, but Abelomaisa is Dodin given a Ketores, right? It was the Ketores there. The Ketores was prominent in both of those incidents where they died al yaday whatever chet it was, but there was Ketores there. What was the Ketores? The Ketores wasn't there for Atziras HaMageifa. In that instance, it wasn't there to be Atziras HaMageifa. So what was the Ketores? So the answer is that the Ketores, like the Ramban and the Sfunu are saying, what does it say by Nodav Aviyu? It says Bikroi VaYakodesh, that the Amisa brought about was intended to bring about. Also, Tifa Zachin about Kofanim, this much it says in the Pasuk, this much we know. It says that Bikroi VaYakodesh, Aaron was told that Al Yedei De Misa brought about the Gresnik Freuden, Rivik Freuden, Kiddush Hashem was brought about Al Yedei De Misa. Dafke Bikroi VaYakodesh, with those that are men, that are close to the Rabbani Shalom, the Rabbani Shalom says Bikroi VaYakodesh, it brought about a Rivik Freuden Shemai. That's why it came about through the Ketores. Because the Ketores, but the Ketores is ultimately the Samachaya. Because that is the essence, Chalanika Rishmiyu Lechvaydi, that is the Tachlis Abriya. If that's the Tachlis Abriya, if Kvay Shemayim is the Tachlis Abriya, so that's the Samachaya. That is the underlying foundation of Chayim in the world. Because that represents, that's symbolic of Kvay Shemayim, which is the whole Tafkid of why a person is created. That's why he was Nivra. He was Nivra for Kvay Shemayim. If he was never Kvayt Shemayim and the Avoida to bring about a Rebbe Kvayt Shemayim is the secret, the Rema, the Roz of Kvayt Shemayim in terms of Avoida is the Ketores, so that's what Oitzah HaMageifa, that's what brings about ultimately Kvayt Shemayim, both in the case of Nodav Aviyu and in the case of the Anshei Kairach. Over there was also, the whole thing was a spectacle, it was all done in order to bring about, like Moshe Rabbeinu said, that you'll see that the Rabbi Shalom is the Eish going to come down and it's going to eat up Aaron's Ketores or it's going to eat up your Ketores. It was all intended in order to bring about as a Havchana, to bring about a Kvay Shemayim. Like it says afterwards that they were told that Machtes, Achatoim, Eilev, and Avshoisim, you would think that those Machtes, you would bury, you would burn, you would get rid of. No. They were made a Tzipui for the Mizbeach Ketores. They were created to be a tzipui for the Mizbeach, ki ikrivim lefnei Hashem vayikdoshu. Because it brought about the ikrivim lefnei Hashem, they became the skadish al yedei their avoida, al yedei their tachlis was to bring about the Kvod Shamayim, to show clearly to Klal Yisrael that the Kedusha resided in Aaron Uvonim. The Avodah and the Kedusha resided not like Torah said, Yichol Ha'ed Kulam Kedoshim Tzoychem Hashem. And in Meila, everybody has the Koyah to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim and to bring about a Kedusha. And this, so Mincha Uvoy Lefonav, everybody in Klal Yisrael is Shayach to do that Avodah. No, it has to be accomplished Al Yidei certain people in Klal Yisrael that have an increased Kedusha and increased awareness of Kedusha. That's Aaron Uvonim. Zera Kodesh are the ones, that's the ultimate in Kvod Shamayim is brought about Al Yidei the Mizbeach Kteiris and Avodis HaKteiris Al Yidei Aaron Uvonov and certainly Al Yidei Nodav Avihu, like it says Bikroi VeYakodesh. And the Meila it has the Koyach of Atziris HaMageidu because it's a Samachayim. It represents, it's symbolic of the whole Tachlis Avriya, which is Kvod Shamayim. So the Meila, that does get Chayim. If that's what you created, so that's the Samachayim. In the Ein Kelekeinu, it's Pashut. I mean, you finish. The Ramban is it's mevuah k'min chayma. It's mevuah. It's beautiful. First you misvali. Tefilas k'neged hakarbonos tikna. All that parallels the Talmud Shel Shachar, the Talmud Shel Bein Arbayim, using all the klei hamishkan, the menorah, everything that was used in order to be mashir the shchin and klal yisrael. To be mechapin klal yisrael, which in essence is another way of saying to be moided the shchinah, to allow the shchinah to reside, to be zeicher that the shchinah should be v'shachanti v'tayv v'deis. Once you finish tefillah, nega hakabonos tikna. What happens? What does the pasuk then say? The pasuk then says that v'yodu ki ani Hashem alekein v'shachanti v'tayv v'nei Yisrael v'yisi lohem le'lekin. Yet now the Rabbi Shalom is here in Klal Yisrael, the Yisi Lam Lelekim, the Yadu Ki Ani Hashem Lekayim. That's Enke Lekayim, Enke Adinei. That's what the Avodas HaKavanos brings about, ultimately. The Koyach of the Tfilas, which are Mokim HaKavanos, have the Koyach to be Moided, the Mimashri, the Shechin in Klal Yisrael. Now Klal Yisrael says, Enke Lekayim, Enke Adinei, Enke Malkayim. Now Mizendoch, the Rabbi Shalom, the Shechin is here, with the Gzamim of the Shechin. Now you have the Shechinah, so what now? What's yes? That's the Siyam, the Soif HaDavar. The ultimate goal of all the Tfilas, the Lachim HaKabonis, and the Kaparis Achet, and the Shechinah being Shoyda, of it, ultimately the Yisoid of everything is, the Tachlis of everything is, that again, the tefillah is obviously the mokum akrabonis. The shalom parim svaseinu. We say pita maktoides keilu. We're being makir of the ktoides, which is the last thing after siyam akol. State in the pasuk, the sisum is beach mikti ktoides. I think this is maybe ket zayin is the pshat. What we find in the end of parashas tetzaveh. In the end of the parasha of the Mizbech Titus, it says, V'chipa Aaron al karnois avachas b'sham. There's one time a year that you mazer on the Mizbech, HaKtoitz. Actually, the Cheskuni says that there's more than one time. You are at irregular intervals, there's something called the Parhelim Dovah Shal Tziva, and there's a Parakoyin HaMashiach, whose Hazois were also on the Mizbech HaKtoitz. But those were irregular. That wasn't Achas b'sham. Here's Dr. Cheskuni, V'chipa Aaron al at regular intervals, once a year, you didn't necessarily have a parhelm davishal tzibba, but you always had once a year Yom Kippur, which was mechayev ahazor on the mizbeach hapnimi, unlike all the other zrikas, all the regular zrikas, which were done on the mizbeach hachitza. What's the reason for that? Vosef is the par the chatas of Yom Kippur. Its hazor is achas bashana were done on the mizbeach hapnimi. I think the reason is, Rashi says, why was the Chattis HaKippurim brought? What was it there to be Mechapa upon? So Rashi says, Chattis HaKippurim, Hein Par V'Sor Shal Yom HaKippurim, HaMechaprim Al Tumas Mikdash V'Kadosho. It was a kapara on the Chet of being Metamei the Mikdash and the Kotshe HaMikdash. That means, in essence, what we're saying is, unlike all other karbonis, a person is b'chal Shabbos. He didn't in any way defile the v'shachanti v'toich b'nei Yisrael. He didn't defile the Kedusha that resided the Makom HaMikdash, he defiled himself. He didn't defile the Makom HaMikdash, the Makom HaShchina, the Venikdash Bechvaidi. He didn't rear on. He didn't in any way undermine the Kedushas HaMakom HaMikdash, the Makom HaShchina. He defiled himself. So what do you do when a person doesn't have Aveda? When a person doesn't have Aveda, Feshtaitzach, it takes away a little bit, etvas, it removes the Kedusha from Klal Yisrael. It removes the Shchina, goes a little bit further away. Is a Meila, so he has to bring a carbon. And the Zrik of that carbon is done in the Makom, where you do the Avodah in order to be Meila, to be Mashkin, the Shchina in Klal Yisrael, in the Mizbeach Achitz. That's the Makom that shafts, that produces the Kedusha in Klal Yisrael. Getting rid of chet is essentially the tainu hach with an increased kedusha, an elevated kedusha of Klal Yisrael. When a person is oivan a chet, he's metame the mikdash v'kadasha. Here he's doing the extreme opposite of su mincha v'alufam. Instead of bringing about and using the makom hamikdash and bringing about a Kvoy Shemayim, you're being Mechalal and you're being Metama over here, the Migdash. The Migdash, that's a Mokum of a Shechan Tibetan Shemayim Yisrael. So the Mokum to be Mechapa on that is in the Mokum of Kvoy Shemayim, in the Mokum, the Kedusha of the Migdash. The Mokum, where the Kedusha of the Migdash resides, in the sense that is the Mokum Avoida, that you're Oivet to the Shechina. Shechina is in the oil mayit. I mean, in the oil mayit, the oil. But the mokim avoided to that shechina, like it said in the pasuk. It says that you put the mizbeach when a sat oisu lefnei aparoiches hashal haroin haedus lefnei akapoyis shal haedus. That the mizbeach akpoyis was set up in front of the oil. That's the mokim akedusha, and the mokim avoided is on the mokim mizbeach akpoyis, where a person was chaytay and he brought about, he decreased the Kedusha, he was metamed the Mikdash v'kadosha, he brought about a tumah in the Mokim HaMikdash. So the Zrika da Hazor, in order to be misaken the tikkun of that chisorim, that decrease of Kedusha, is of course it's Mokim in that Mizbeach of Kvay Shemayim, Mizbeach Mikdash Taylis. I just want to read a few more lines here, it'll take me another moment. Aflamaisa, we're talking Hecher Ezachin, Kvay Shemayim, Kiddush Hashem. The Rabbeinu Yoina says, in Shah Gimel, in Ois Kuf Mem Ches, they have an understanding of what exactly we're talking about. V'acharei asher hisbara, so if you have any yoina, in Kuf Mem Gimel, he started off saying that everything was nikra, was nivra, b'shvil kvayt shemayim, is chaya v'odom losim liba b'chol eis, l'chabed es Hashem, u'l'kasha b'chol devarav l'larim. Halacha l'maisa, vos tot ha-mensh. What the person does is he has to be losam libay b'cholais to bring about anything in his words, in his actions, and anything in his dibos, pulpul chavayim, in all his hanhogis, he has to do everything in a way. It's a qualitative thing. It's not a question just of quantitatively, what am I going to go out today and do to be ma'abu kvart shemayim? It's a way of doing things. There's an oifen, there's a mahalach hachayim that is able to produce. You could do the same thing, but you're able to do it in a way, Zakhtar Ben Yoina. B'chol eis means it's not a question of, you can't set aside your whole day to do things that you otherwise wouldn't have done. It means you're doing, you're living. Right? But of it, the life that you're leading should be conducted in a way that everything, every maisa, every hero, every diba that you're doing, you could do it in a way that it's able to bring about a riba kvayt shemayim. Ulekatcha b'chol devarav ulerayim my lahayde slay levarchay tamid k'mashenam avarch as Hashem b'chol eis. Then he says like this: Yizbayin ein bina v'yadaktek v'yashkiyach b'chol maitzes fasav. A person should be simlev. He should consciously conduct himself in a way, and he should be careful in all the words. Of all his words, lekadosh es Hashem b'dvarav, uledaber b'shavach avedosay utehilas yirasay, uleshabeach avodah v'yireyav, to congratulate and to compliment people that are avodah v'yireyav. You look around the Beis Medrash, you have bachrim baruch Hashem that are avodah v'yireyav, to support them, to congratulate them, to be mechazik them. It's a little bit lonely on these rarefied levels. I mean, this is part of being a bad Riba Kvayt Shemayim, is to be mechazik those, which everybody is to more or less a degree, obviously. But certainly, you know, we tend to think that, you know, spend time, be mechazik a person, anybody. V'yizkir b'zeh b'hegir in libay, And a person with these thoughts, without actually doing anything, he means, I think, meaning without the Milus El Yoinis of the Ava and the Dveikus, which he said, those are mitzvahs asays, those are the Poyel Kapayim. He says, you could do it without the Yigiyah Poyel Kapayim. Just by thinking, and just by dibudim, without major maisim toivim, schus gedoilad la shamayim kizem ikra yitzirus adam. So if you've been yoin, in a way you can conduct yourself, especially in a Beis Madish and in the whole yeshiva, in the words that come out of a person's mouth, in the dibudim, you can have a tremendous impact on your chavegim, the way you speak, the things you speak about, the way you compliment the people that you're mischashiv with, the people that you give kavod to, if it's older bachim, if it's rabbeim, if it's younger bachim, people that are struggling, people in myriad and tremendous, they have tremendous opportunities in a yeshiva. You're in a social setting. The person goes off to work every day. He barely has an opportunity to do anything except just put in his 8 hours of work. I mean, he doesn't have the opportunity to bring about the ribui kvay chamayim nearly as much as a person who's sitting in a yeshiva, in a Beis Medrash. And besides, I'm not even mocking Kaddish. You're in a social setting. You're surrounded by 150 different people. That provides tremendous ongoing opportunities for what he's saying, that below yegiyo poil kapayim, you can create kvay shemayim and create for yourself schuz gedoyla ad l'shemayim, and in a mail you'll be able to fulfill ikra yitzir esadah.